This is the Conway and Carolla Show.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
With special babbling sidekick, Danny Bonaducci.
Really?
And an occasional appearance by Tom Likas.
Yes.
And also Frosty, Adi, or Frank.
Really?
Maybe even John and Jeff, if they're here early.
Finland?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Happy Friday to everybody. The end of the week. So we're not going to do abortion or politics or anything. Try to keep it light while you're trying to get home, and hopefully enjoy yourself. Maybe lose the edge this weekend. And I don't know what you're on, you know, cocaine, pot, mixture of both, booze. You got to get, you know, a lot of people out there are going to get hammered this weekend. And you deserve it, you know. People out there working your ass off all week, you deserve to go home and enjoy yourself. That's why when you're on food stamps, you can't use them for cigarettes and beer. Yes, it's for people who are working. That's what they're reserved for. Cigarettes, vodka, beer, cocaine, amphetamines, ecstasy, all that stuff is reserved for guys with jobs, all right? And criminals who are stealing to try to pay for those habits. All right, don't forget, we are going to be at the Commerce Casino on August 28th. Commerce Casino, August 28th. I talked to David Mosikin today, and he's all set for us. Free food. Everybody plays for free if you get lucky enough to get yourself an entry. And we had about 350 people email last night. We're going to try to get everybody on that list. I know the first 50 people are guaranteed. But we're going to try to do it again tonight. And again, everybody that emails tonight, I personally will try to put you on that list. All right. I will make an attempt to put you on that list. All right, I will put you on the list, but hopefully you get a call. But we'll give priority to people who emailed last night or people email tonight. So get your computer cranked up and put in, and three or four people last night screwed this up. It's very easy. A, don't give us multiple emails. Just one. One will do. We get every single one of them. Two, please, please, for God's sakes, follow these rules. Your first name and your last name in the subject. Your first name and your last name and your email address in the body of the email. You don't have to write, it's going to be great to see you. I can't wait to meet Randy. Gina's, is she real? Is she coming down? Just put in your name and your email address, and it's that simple. Then when you get down there, you can attack, Gina with questions and Randy Wang with questions as well. So conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And we'll try to get everybody on that list who emails tonight. conwayshow@gmail.com. If you email more than once, we throw your ass off the email list. All right, folks, the guy that has the most popular show on this station in the mornings, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla. How are you, sir?
I like the way you qualified that one. For my money, Margaret Cho is in the top 25 of Korean female comedians currently working the Glendale area.
Well, you must really have a Jones for her then.
It started off pretty good. Hey, my next guest is the number one radio personality on this particular station at the time he's on in his own head, Adam Carolla.
Who could argue with it, though,
It would be very difficult to argue with those sort of numbers.
Hey, I went to a fast food place today. I thought about you because I went around 10:35-ish, and I ordered an order of toast, the fluffy egg sandwich on an English muffin, and coffee. And they said, ooh, we stopped selling breakfast about 5 minutes ago. So I said, okay, how about the spicy jalapeno fajitas, onion rings, and a milkshake?
Right.
Who can go from breakfast to the hottest food ever in 1 minute?
Yeah, I know. You're going for the gordito melt at 10:31. Right. Eggs out of the question. It's always funny, too, when the guy's like, we put them away. So what'd you do? Throw them in a steak bed truck and drive them to New Mexico? Or did you just put them in the refrigerator right next to the gordito wrap you're about to pull out and throw in the deep fryer?
Right. And is there a chef that leaves at 10:30?
Yes. We have a Michelin-rated chef, and Chef Jacques is will be indignant. Yes, he'll be the man swearing at you in French as he backs out of the McDonald's in his Peugeot. Right, there's a Mexican guy there who basically would cook anything you told him to make.
Right, that's his job.
And I love that. So let's just examine the notion. It's not like they put anything away because it's all in the same refrigerator on the same premise. And it's not like they break down the griddle at the end of... They just start throwing burger patties on it instead of eggs, right?
Right, exactly. But who is the guy who gets there at 10:29 and bitches about the fact that he can't get a burger at 10:29.
Yeah, who's that guy? And by the way, I do believe you could get a burger. I mean, it's an easy way to solve this. Breakfast all day. Haven't we signed off on this as a society?
Right, because...
Is there not a guy that either wakes up at noon or so goddamn hungover that there's nothing that'll hit the spot like the sausage McMuffin? I mean, what do you think? What percentage of society would be offended or put off if you served the egg McMuffin at 10:31?
Is it a government thing where they're trying to get us going in the morning? You know, they don't want people sleep until noon?
It's kind of funny, you know. It does feel like some sort of a subversive governmental, you know, a black ops covert plan, you know, to motivate America. On the other hand, you getting the 79-count bucket of McNuggets and the Ranchero dipping sauce is probably counteracts their plan of, because
right.
Everyone has diabetes by their 12th birthday. But it does feel like there's a conspiracy. I don't know. You know what? I got to say, someone's got to get to the bottom of this. You know, maybe we can get John Stossel on this one.
Right, exactly.
Give me a break.
All right, Adam Kroll is with us. Now, you grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
And you've tooled around on all the freeways in the San Fernando Valley. You've hit the 170, 134. You probably spent a lot of time on the 101, the 405.
Right.
How many times in your life have you gone south on the 405 to north on the 101?
South on the 405.
Yeah, past Burbank.
Oh, past
north
Burbank.
On the
right.
101.
100 million times.
I have never done it once, and yet they're building a $135 million overpass and a two-lane expressway to go from the 405 south to the 101 north.
Wait a minute. Let me close my eyes here and picture. I'm on the 405.
It's coming from...
How do I hit the 101 if I'm already on the 405?
Well, you come down the 405 to the... You know, you're up in... Let's say you're up at Tommy's off Roscoe.
All right. You know what? You know who's a sponsor? Galpin Ford.
Oh, Galpin Ford. Okay.
All right.
You're,
now
you're
I'm at Galpin
Ford. You're looking at the specials, and
right.
I imagine they got great specials this week
right. On
fully loaded Ford Focuses.
And I'm heading back from Galpin.
Right, down
and
the
405. I'm going to go from the 405 to the 101.
Right, to the 101.
They already have a ramp that goes from the 405
right.
to the 101.
Exactly, but they think that hairpin turn is killing too many people.
No, I love that hairpin turn. That's when you downshift and sort of sink back in your seat a little. And it's great because when you look at the wall, they shouldn't paint the barriers white.
Right.
It's really because you'll see the tire marks going up and over it and then down the other side.
Right.
Like, they really use those white barriers as sort of a litmus test on just how much contact is being made with this wall.
Right.
Listen, they should be working on a million things before they get to that.
Right. Well, you know, that
wall... No, I never do that route because I don't live out there. And the only time, seriously, I do it is when I go to Galpin.
Nobody does that route. Nobody, because nobody goes from that area to that area. But you know those tire marks on the wall, and especially on that hairpin turn? It's like when your parents, I don't know if your parents did this, but you know, when you're growing up, they'd put you in a doorway and put a pencil on your head and make a little
right.
mark. And then,
right.
You know, write your name on it and your brother's
yeah.
name. And then after a while, they'll just paint it over when they sell
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, that lasts about 3.5 years, and then the bloom is off the rose.
Right.
And they've run out of steam. Yeah, we get it. He's
yeah.
a human being. He grew...
Right.
He grew 4 inches last year. I get it.
Well, the same way with that wall with all those tire marks, they should put the a-hole's name on the tire mark.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there's, hey, look at that. It's Adam Carolla hit that 1998.
Yeah, that is the most tire marks and highest up the coping tire marks per capita in the city. And, like, it's littered with tire marks. And look, the real mistake is not people hitting it. It's that they chose to paint the thing white. It's literally a canvas that your tires are begging to paint on.
Right.
I felt my car be sucked into that lily white wall as I passed by it, my black tires.
You know, I saw it, something on the way to work today that I don't know how you deal with this. By the way, how do you deal when a homeless guy says, hey, Adam Carolla, how about a couple bucks? He recognizes you, and he still wants a couple of bucks.
I've had guys do the, well, the great thing about being homeless is a lot of them don't have basic cable, because that it's just too heavy to drag around in that shopping cart.
Right.
And by the way, even if you go with the dish, how do you ever know it's facing the southern sky when the cart is constantly pivoting around and has a bad wheel?
Right.
By the way, I'm sure some comic better than me came up with this, but I see those guys pulling a wagon train of shopping carts up, up Laurel Canyon. Nary a one of them pulling or out of alignment. I go to the market twice a year. I get a cart, pulls me right into the side of the cereal row, you know?
Right, exactly.
Those things have been outdoors for 14 years. They're fine.
Right.
I get the one at the Gelson's. I push it 2 feet. It goes into the cereal boxes and then catches on fire.
And, you know, I think the guys who have the 2 carts or the 3 carts are the upper echelon of homeless. I think, you know, that's the SUV or the RV of homeless.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The guy's got 3 carts.
Yeah, and the other homeless guys that are pushing around the smaller carts, you know, like the ones they have at the 99 store,
right,
are talking smack with the 3-cart guy. Look at him. Like his poop doesn't stink. Nose up in the air.
And that's usually the guy with a real ratty girlfriend.
Wine, you know, out of a box. Not good enough for him. He wants a screw top. Well, la-dee-da. Look at this dog. 2 bandanas.
And that's the guy that ends up with the homeless girlfriend.
Right.
And I saw that twice today. I saw a black guy with a white chick, and they were homeless drinking under the freeway. And I saw a black chick with a white guy, and they were having a great time. And they were both laughing and enjoying themselves.
Well, who's the joke on? You know, I mean, like, after taxes, those guys make way more half a day panhandling than the guy sweating behind the grill who's not making your Egg McMuffin at 10:31, right?
Right, exactly.
And
yeah,
they're drunk and high. They're having probably more partners and surely more gratifying sexual encounters than we are.
Oh yeah, because they're outdoorsmen.
Right.
And, you know, they can hit that stick right next to the freeway. Oh, and think
you ever nail a chick on ice plant? It's awesome.
How do you break up, though, with a homeless chick? I mean, you know, she can't move out of your place.
I don't think she could argue with the concept that you're a rambling man.
That's how she met you.
That's a card I would play. Remember how I was walking at a pretty good clip when we met? I'm just going to keep doing that.
Or maybe you break up by saying, you know, I'm gonna try to get my life together. And she's like, what? You're changing on me?
I want to start seeing other dumpsters. This freeway overpass is confining. I can't breathe.
And what do you talk about when you're a homeless couple? Is there any sense of shame or embarrassment that,
now, I imagine you
that
have,
you're
like,
filthy and you're sitting outside on the curb drinking beer?
I imagine you have like pragmatic conversations like, what do you think makes a better toilet paper, the sports section of the USA Today or the Penny Saver? Oh, Penny Saver, hands down. So I don't know why, call me crazy, but the import truck section, the best.
It does seem like the Penny Saver is a better toilet paper. It's
it
a very thin.
Too much color in the USA today. Awesome, you know, when you're on a long flight, but not when you're wiping your ass in the alley.
Right, exactly. And do you cross when on your mosquito bites? Do you put them with the nail? Do you cross it this way, or is it just one line across to try to get the itching going down?
There's probably some one-upsmanship going on with, like, who was molested more by whose stepdad.
Hey, when you were growing up, again, Adam Carolla is with us, were you a model train or, like, not a model train, but did you put, like, models together, like boats and stuff like that with the airplane glue?
I had, you know, I had no tutelage because my dad is, lame and sort of absent and lazy. So I liked all that stuff, but and I would get hold of all that tester stuff and the
right.
paint and the glue and everything, and I'd try my best, but I didn't have the patience or the skill for it. I was too young.
Yeah, I didn't either. There's like 1,000 pieces to build like a battleship.
Right.
And the only thing you want to do is immediately take the stickers out and start putting them on pieces, and
that's the problem, is I would put the stickers on before I painted the thing.
Right.
And then try to paint around the stickers.
Yeah.
And by the way, do stickers have or hold the kind of currency they hold for kids now than they do than they did back then? Because I was nuts for stickers, and it's really, you know, two cents worth of nothing, of
right.
adhesive-backed paper.
Oh, yeah. No, stickers, my daughter loves the stickers. We bring a stickers book on an airplane, and for 2 hours, she'll just, you know, put them all over the airplane. And then I goose the flight attendant $20 or $40 to try to clean that area up.
Right.
But, yeah, they love the stickers. You remember that? What was the ones? Wacky packs.
Yeah, You ever go back and take a look at the Wacky Packs?
Yeah.
I have a Wacky Packs poster
right.
that's put up in my it's in my warehouse that one of my buddies put up, and I just stared at it and I realized these things are almost all lame and sort of creatively bankrupt.
Right.
It's like instead of Ajax, it would just be A-jerks. It was like nothing. It was like kind of crap. And then some of it just wasn't anything. Like instead of Dove soap, it'd just be Shove.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, what? You're just taking the next word that rhymes with this?
Right. Yeah, I remember Wounded Bread for Wonder Bread. I'm like, oh, really? I mean, that's, wow.
That's the best you can do?
Yeah, Wounded Bread. And it's a bread that's, it's arm broken.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you don't have, like, all the guys from the Friars Club out here burning the midnight oil, but you can't do better than this?
I love
this. Some of the lamest, like, there really should be a class action lawsuit against those guys, because they probably made $2 billion off of nothing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The
and
wacky
not only
packs.
That, but what about copyright infringement? You know, they just take, it'd be like... Instead of calling it the Tim Conway Show, they called it the Tim Stanway Show.
Right.
And they show a stupid picture of you.
Yeah, and they're making $1 million bucks off
right.
the sticker. You know, we can't move any stickers around this joint, but they're making, zillions.
Yeah, it's super lame, super weak, and it gets a pass from everyone. Like, Wacky Pack. Sure, yeah. Remember, that was awesome.
All right, Adam Carolla is with us now. I know I'm not telling anybody where you live, but you live in the greater Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
Are you affected, and do you have the same kind of overt, outright hostility and anger that I have towards the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know the thing that's funny about the crazy Hollywood Bowl traffic is you don't know how to time it because
right.
they have their summer concert season that goes into the fall. They have specials all the time. They have crap on a Wednesday night when you think it's only on a weekend. Like
right.
you have no idea. And the thing that's always funny with me is I'll be stuck in that bumper to bumper traffic, and then I'll turn the corner, and it depending on the band, that will be my level of righteous indignation. Like Ricky Martin, God damn it. God damn it. Somebody's got to do something about it. You know, if it's like Tom Petty, I'd be like, all right. Okay. He's got a few good ones. It's like I get angry at the band and the people that want to see the band, and if it's a lame band,
Right.
Then I'm PO'd.
Well, you know, it's one of those things in Los Angeles, and it's one of the very few. You know, if you live in Cleveland, Ohio, you know it's winter because you can't get out of your house.
Right.
You know, there's 8 feet of snow in front of your on your driveway. But it's the only real indicator that seasons change in Southern California is when the Hollywood Bowl says goodnight for the year.
Right.
You know?
That's how you know. But yes, it completely and utterly bottlenecks that entire pass, and that's how I go home.
Oh, yeah. That's how I go home as well. And I occasionally get stuck where they'll stop traffic and let every one of these guys out of the Hollywood Bowl before they let you go.
Right. And, yeah, so you can't get to that. And then you do that move where you go, I'll just hook a quick right and go back. Yeah, you and the other 50,000 Nimrods
right.
had the exact same idea. You act like you're behind a bunch of people that just drove in from Utah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll hook a right here on Rossmore and hop up to Highland. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we were talking about James Von Prague last night on the show. Because
that a-hole. Jesus Christ.
This guy,
if Larry Zonka had a gay brother. Please, everyone, look up Larry Zonka.
Do you know this guy? Has he been on your show?
Yes, he's been on my show.
Oh, Bobo.
Yeah.
Well, he's basically making money off of the dumbest people in the country. You know?
And it works on ego. Because they do that thing, all these guys are the same, you know. They do that move where they go, Tim, there's two sides to you. There's a side you show to everyone, but then there's another side of you. You keep sort of secret. You play kind of close to the vest. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mean me not advertising the fact that I whiz in the sink? That part of me? Yeah, that's right. There's two sides.
Yeah.
There's the side that tells people I whiz in the sink,
right.
And then there's the other part. And then, of course, all the fat housewives are like, that's right. Yeah, no, there is. And then they do this one. You're really creative. Like, someone's going to argue with that. No, I'm just a black, bottomless vacuum pit of increativity. Like, yeah, you're really creative, right? Yeah, but your job... Your job doesn't, you're not fulfilled from a creative standpoint, right? You feel like you could be doing more.
Right.
Yeah, like, right? Do you know a human goddamn being that would argue with that?
Right, exactly. But, you know, he takes advantage of people who had, like, a recent death in the family, and then he says, you know, he can talk to this person,
right.
You know, who's, you know, usually, like, and the worst is when these guys have, like, you know, there was a car accident, and, like, their 8-year-old died, and it's, oh, I can reach your 8-year-old for you. And, like, oh, man,
yeah.
Oh, man.
You like chocolate, but sometimes you feel a little guilty after you eat it, right? Huh?
You know,
yeah, no, I know, and you want to know, here's how these douchebags justify it. They act like they're doing a service.
Oh, yeah, and I think some of them actually believe it.
Oh, they do, and, you know, it's just like religious nut jobs, you know? Goes,
right.
Look, I mean, you know, might as well just call a spade a spade. I mean, everyone's so busy making fun of the nut jobs like Von Prague, they forget about religion, which is, geez, you just backed over your nephew. He's in a better place.
He's in a better place. He's under your tire.
I mean, God wanted him.
Right.
I like that move.
Yeah.
Kid 6 and a half. What did he need him for?
You know, a friend. Speaking of religion, a friend of mine called me today, and he didn't call me to tell me this, but in the discussion, he told me that he was no longer going to be a Christian; that he was converting to Judaism.
Awesome.
And I said, why? And he says, well, because I feel like that's my calling. I said, well, how many decades and how many thousands of years has your family been Christian? He said, I don't know, probably about, you know, 50 or 60 generations. I said, all right, and so you have the answers?
Right.
And by the way, when you get into the Jewish religion and you're not born Jewish, they'll never accept you, young man.
Right.
They'll always talk about you as a fake Jew.
Plus, isn't that just for hot blonde shiksas who are trying to marry, you know, rich dentists that are 20 years their senior?
Right.
That's really for straight dudes?
I guess so.
Like, look, unless you're marrying someone who's got a, you know, mattress filled with cash.
Right.
What the hell?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that it looks real ugly on a guy, but a chick can wear it. You know, like when a guy says, you know, I can't imagine last time you've said, you know, uttered this phrase, but you've said to another guy, hey, did I do something to piss you off? Are you mad at me?
Right.
You know, but I actually had that happen this week. A guy emailed me and said, hey, did I do something wrong? Did I piss you off somehow? I'm like, oh, I can't believe I got it. Now, that guy will always be that guy for me.
Right.
That guy can't come back from that.
Yeah, there's no coming back from converting. You can't unconvert.
Yeah.
I mean, once you make that move, I mean, it's like if a guy said he was going to be a transsexual, even if 10 years down the road he had a change of heart, found a donor penis, he would got it sewn back on and the plumbing hooked up. He would always be that weird cat
right.
who thought it was a great time to become a chick.
Right. And those guys all have to change their friends because as much as you like to be as tolerant as possible, you just can't be.
Right.
The guy who you went to Vegas with and, went to a strip bar or got hookers with, now has a vagina.
Yeah. Oh.
And you're driving to Vegas with him or her. And
No. That's even the Jew convert thing would be tough. Just from the all the racial slurs that come out of my mouth. You know, you'd have to modify yourself completely. They'd go, hey, Corolla, driving a new car? Yeah. What'd you get it for? Well, stickers $49.5, but I. Just got the guy down. I couldn't take that kind of pressure.
No. And nobody, like...
Because you know what a Jew is? Jew's like a black guy that it's in white skin. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know. Could you imagine?
Right.
Yeah. That's like, that becomes like a secret shopper. Imagine yeah. that.
Right.
I mean, you never say the N-word again.
Right.
And then where would we be?
Somebody said the other day on the air.
Especially the non-Jew that doesn't look like the Jew. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's just converted. And
yeah.
this
cat looks like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
so you think it's cool, and you don't know the guy was bar mitzvahed last weekend.
Right, it's like Nell Carter.
Right.
When she became Jewish, there's nobody in Temple that said, oh, man, aren't we proud of her?
But at least she's black, so you could see to mind your P's and Q's. Imagine if she was a heavyset white woman.
Right.
You know what would really be the most offensive thing in the world? If somehow you couldn't see when people were fat.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because that, you want to talk about letting some stuff fly. Some
yeah.
nice lardo and lard ass and tub right. of lard and fat ass and all that. I mean, that would be the group you would offend the most.
Yeah, well, I got in trouble yesterday because I was driving over to the supermarket. And there was two really heavy chicks sitting out in front. And I go, wow, look at those fat chicks. And I would just say it to myself, right? But my daughter goes home and repeats it to my wife.
Right.
And all she says now is, hey, look at the fat chicks. Hey, look at those fat chicks. Look at those fat chicks. And now I got to try to have her, you know, change that somehow because,
yeah.
You know, that's something's going to get in trouble. And especially if she becomes a fat chick.
Yeah, well, that's the fat chick daughter thing is little bit of, you know, it's a little double-edged sword. It's not all bad. It's kind of like if they go lesbo on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can see an upside to that. Son going fat or gay or both, there's a downside to that, let's be honest. But, like, I remember my grandmother was just telling me about some, you know, family friend, you know, perpetual fat chick. She's now, like, 40 years old. And my grandmother said to me, she's never had a date. And I thought, her dad must be stoked. You know what I mean?
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, we're going to have half the football team on top of our daughter in the ninth grade, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's like when somebody shows you a picture of their son or daughter, and there's obviously something wrong, they should mention it to you before you have that uncomfortable moment.
Right.
You know, like if they show, like they got a nine-year-old daughter who weighs 158 pounds, right? She's 3'1", 158 pounds. When they show you that picture, you go, yeah, she's really overweight, but she's my beauty. You know, there should be a disclaimer in there.
Yeah, there should be. I completely concur. If they're missing a limb or have Down syndrome or
yeah.
something, because then if you don't say anything, it's sort of like, you know, when you're eating with someone and there's some broccoli on their tooth and you don't say anything and then they get up to use the bathroom and then they come back and they're like, hey, why didn't you just handed me the picture back? You didn't say anything?
And what do you say? Oh, geez, I'm sorry, man. That is that's a tough way to go through life.
I don't know, but I've said many times if one of my kids was ever stricken with that, I would milk the bejesus out of that with the boss. I would. I'd do about twice a month. I'd do the knock on Jack Silver's door, the one where I use the back of my hand. I turn my hand toward me, and I use the back of my knuckle. And the door's sort of half open, so I push it open.
Right.
And I do that, Jack, you got a minute? And he knows exactly what's going on. And I'm like, listen, Jason's having a pretty tough day. And he's, enough said. Take the week off. Take the rest of the week. Meanwhile, I'm out sport fishing or whatever, but the point is you had a kid with that.
Right.
You need to, you want to catch a Dodgers matinee.
Right.
Is there ever a problem?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
You rub your eyes a little bit real hard with your knuckles. You do that back knock thing. Eventually, they get the whole, they get the rhythm of the whole thing. You do this, Jack, do you have a second? He's on the phone. He just waves you out. Go.
Right.
Take the week. Reaches his wallet, crumples up a 20, throws it at you. That's
get
it.
Out of here. And then people say, well, what about karma? Well, karma's already showed up.
Right.
This is post-karma.
This is you making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, as guys, this is as close as we'll ever come to, feminine problems.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, any chick wants the day off. Just play that card.
Yeah, but my kid is, not doing well. He's had another seizure. Oh, Jesus, well, get out of here. What are you doing here?
You'll never even get to the seizure part. But Tim, you're going to have to, we have to bring out your acting chops a little, I mean, you have to kind of take a beat where you just go, Jason's having a tough day.
You can almost do it in email. It's Jason again. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Right. What are you going to do? What's he going to do? Ask Canyon? he'd be a pariah.
Then you could sue him for that.
Right.
That's what you do. You take off, 45 days a year. They fire you for not showing up, and you go, I'm going to sue these bastards.
Yeah, and what and judge is not going to side with you and Jason?
Right. And then if you have a child that suffers from juvenile diabetes, you load them up on sugar and take them to court.
Right.
And how is the judge going to look at that and go, wait a minute?
You have to do is play that he's my hero card. He's braver. And you do that thing where you ask for a minute. Hand up. It's the same thing you do when you step out of the batter's box.
He's my angel.
You do that move that you do when you step out of the batter's box. You start moving some of the dirt around in front of you. Just one hand up. Or the same move you do after a head first slide in the second where you got to get the dirt out of your pants. One right hand up. Back off.
Yeah, and you say to the judge, he's my angel. I know he's got two cigarette burns on the top of his head, but I swear to God, that was not me.
That's right.
It was somebody else. All right, buddy, is your DVD still at Amazon.com?
It is at Amazon.com.
And kicking ass, huh?
Yeah, it is. And here's all. All I'm saying is this. Go to Amazon.com if you see anything less than a 5-star rating, even 4.5 stars, you don't have to buy it.
Well, also, here's another reason why you should buy the DVD and maybe pass on the Dark Knight, or the difference between the two. The Dark Knight made $200 million in the first weekend, but Adam Carolla didn't assault his wife and his daughter.
Now, that's later this week.
No, I see. All right.
No, my sister.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It'd be your mother and your sister.
Listen, say what you will about the man, but it's a good strategy. I wish the first time one of the Corollas hit me up for a loan, I lunged at them and set a nice precedent for the rest of the family.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened.
Yeah,
because these dopes, probably don't know what Christian Bale does for a living. So they see the movie made $200 million. They probably thought he was cut in for a quarter of that.
Oh, at least. And so sister, by the way, wanted to borrow $200,000.
Is that right?
That's got to be a weird one. Like, hey, can I borrow a couple of ducats? You're starting to pull your wallet out.
When $200,000.
You hear $200,000 and you're saying, well, I'm going to have to swing by the $1,800,000. What? You want to buy a Rolls Royce Corniche on the way home, sweetie? What's up?
$200,000.
That's what she wanted.
Jesus Christ.
It is funny how family works, though. Like, you know, if he was, you know, still checking bags at the Vaughn, she'd be hitting him up for $20.
Right.
But she's done the math.
Right. Well, also, when he goes down to speed rap with the, you know, with the cops in London, all he should say is she wanted to borrow $200,000. And they should, you know, put him in a limo and drive him back to his hotel. Sorry, sir.
Right.
Didn't mean to interrupt your day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wanted 200 quid.
Jesus,
what do you want me to do,
Christ
Bobby?
All right. Go to Amazon.com and get the Hammer on DVD. It is kicking ass. I watched it with my wife. A great movie. And it's available at Amazon.com. Also, an exclusive deal with Blockbuster. Is that right?
Yeah, you can rent it. And if you don't trust me or the 5-star ratings, go rent it, love it, and then go buy it.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming on, man.
Always a good time.
Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Adam Carolla, everybody. Look at that, man. Guy is, you know, working his ass off doing 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day, and then comes on with us for a half hour on Friday nights. Hardest working man in radio. All right, we're coming up with the news here. We're going to do it early with Gina Grant. Gina, what's going on with that news tonight?
Well, we'll reveal the dark secrets behind the making of the Step Brothers movie and Richard Simmons' political career. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Fantastic. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.